Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be
from the Blog Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for joining us here on the 29th of November, the year 2016. My goodness, how the year has flown by. And folks, this week's edition of Dating Today, as always, is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can check out this wonderful local nonprofit by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason. And its mission has been to help residents in northern New Jersey, but more specifically within Hudson County. You can check out, again, their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. by stopping by at 1200 Washington Street in the uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, the birthplace of baseball and old Blue Eyes himself, the late, great Frank Sinatra, folks, in Hoboken. You can also call him directly, 201-706-8088. You can also shoot him an email, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like him on Facebook, and also now you can follow them on Instagram. I also want to send a shout-out tonight to Son Cubano Restaurant. You can check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Again, for those of you that are not aware, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel, a short drive from the New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, and easily accessible via New Jersey Transit, New York Waterways, and, of course, Uber and Lyft. Now, Son Cubano, folks, is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine with the outstanding skyline of Manhattan to look at 7 days a week. So whether it's lunch, dinner, any special occasion, call their reservation hotline, ladies and gentlemen, 201-399-2020. Tell them Fernando Uribe sent you, and they'll definitely take care of you and your reservation. Make sure you like them on Facebook and, of course, follow Son Cubano on Instagram and Twitter. I'll be happy to tell you more about Son Cubano and the Mason Civic League, as they are a big part of this Friday's Holiday Happy Hour, which I'm hosting at Son Cubano. I'll tell you more details later in the hour. Again, I also want to send a special shout-out, last but not least, to cromcakes.com. That's www.cromcakes.com, a wonderful local media site. And I'll tell you, I look at it, I read it, it's really informative, and I'll tell you something, it's so well written, and you'll get to hear from the owner of Cromcakes.com in just a moment. But folks, again, the toll-free hotline number to call in tonight in Opine is 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. You can shoot me an email, professorfuj@gmail.com, or hit me up on Twitter, @thegloriousfuj. And folks, again, hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I know I did. My Cowboys won again, 10-1, best record in the NFL, and away we go. So, again, hopefully everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with friends and family. Hopefully you didn't gain too much weight, and hopefully we're watching what we're eating even as the holiday season approaches. And speaking of the holiday season, joining me tonight, indeed the owner of Cromcakes.com, my dream team partner here, again, half of the dynamic duo here on Dating Today with Fernando Uribe, the lovely Ashley Cromcakes. Ashley, what's up, girl?
Hi, how is everybody tonight? How are you doing, Fernando?
Oh, I'm great. Good to hear from you. And again, I appreciate you, joining me tonight on the show. And again, you know, we did have Thanksgiving last week, Ashley, and of course that begins the holiday season. And tonight, I feel that, we have a lot to talk about, and I'm sure you have a lot on your mind. But, you know, the holiday seasons can be tough but not just singles, but also those in relationships. But more so, I think a lot of studies keep telling us that singles have it kind of worse off during the holiday season. And I vehemently disagree. I mean, I don't know. I mean, and I wanted to bring you on the show tonight to sort of get a he said, she said type of perspective about the holidays. And when you're single, you know, it certainly has an effect on you. What can you tell us tonight? Indulge us.
Yeah. I mean, the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's a time for singles to nestle up to nobody. And, you know, if you're single, you're buying gifts to your friends, for your family, you know, you're bringing stuff over for Thanksgiving, you're catching up. It's great to enjoy company you're with, but there's always people that will see you single, friends and family, and sometimes they inquire and want to know what your dating scene is like. I don't know if they're trying to live vicariously through you or they're really just trying to pick apart your life and decisions. But, yeah, it could be a really trying time for people, and it definitely can create tension in some families. Other families, it's no big deal. But, I mean, you know, if you're at a phase in life where all your friends are single, it's one thing. When you start getting older and everybody else is coupled up or married, then it becomes a little bit lonesome. That's what, you know, I've been experiencing lately, and my friends have been experiencing. So, yeah, it definitely is cupping season where everybody kind of gets a partner and tries to make it through the holidays, but for some people, they're just single all the way through.
Well, you know, listen, I'll tell you, Ashley, I mean, just from experience, you know, in previous holidays, you know, I've been single, and I don't want to sort of get into the, you know, the male mindset as opposed to the female mindset and, you know, what's better, what's more effective with coping. I can just tell you, I mean, I know in previous years when I've been single during the holidays, you know, it's been sort of a breath of fresh air for me. I think that I've been able to sort of concentrate on what I've been doing, whether it's teaching, whether it's my philanthropy, and, you know, I think it's been very therapeutic. I mean, I get what you're saying, and certainly, you know, you feel, not you, I'm not saying you're doing this, but I can understand how many people during the holidays can feel lonely or feel sort of like something's missing. But I don't know, I think tonight what I really want to convey to our listeners here, and I'm glad you're on the show tonight to really share this, you know, in terms of the discussion, but, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world. And, you know, again, maybe it's easy for me to say that because I've had coping mechanisms in my lifetime where it hasn't bothered me. But I think, again, aside from sort of the monetary, you know, reality, you know, you're not having to buy gifts for someone, you're saving money. I mean, that sounds silly on the grand scale. But I think more right. importantly, I think it's just, listen, it can be therapeutic. You know, I know, listen, in previous holiday seasons,
I don't know the sad to awkward scale, but you know all the jewelry commercials that are on every single year. I mean, from a man's perspective, if you're coupled up and you're sitting on the couch with your significant other, is it awkward when jewelry commercials come on for K Jewelers or all these, you know, buying engagement ring season? I mean, this is the season where everybody that's coupled usually gets engaged, right? So if you're single and you're watching all these commercials, it's kind of like media is pushing us to have a significant other through the holidays. I mean, it's on every single commercial. You don't see single women, like, twisting through the halls of Macy's, you know, buying packages for themselves. The gift is to give someone else. So I feel like media is heavily uncoupling, and that, in turn, could make a woman feel lonely.
Listen, no, I think you're right, and you know, corporate America certainly is very cold and calculating. I mean, they know what to do and what to sort of film and air on TV. And listen, I mean, I think I saw tons of jewelry commercials during the Thanksgiving football games. And then, of course, you know, Black Friday. And then whenever you're watching anything now on TV or your DVR, you'll see commercials like that. So, I mean, I get what you're saying with that. But, you know, I think that, you know, for a lot of our listeners tonight, and I had a few students approached me last week, and they were asking me, "Hey, professor, you know, what a, you know, I'm sort of going through a downtime, and I don't know what to think or say." And, you know, it's funny listening to them, Ashley. I mean, to be 21 again, you know, I mean, my goodness, and to hear the sort of the first world problems that they were sharing with me. And I said, "Well, listen, you know, I know it's you may not believe it, or as I'm telling you this right now, but I assure you that it's not the end of the world, you know,
right.
And more importantly, it's something that, you know what, not that you should become accustomed to it or sort of, you know, thrive on just being alone. You know,
right.
You and I have talked about this in previous episodes. I think that for the most part, some of us may never really be happy with someone unless we're happy with ourselves. And I think sometimes,
right.
You know, when you're alone during the holidays, that can be a great coping mechanism for people to sort of take a moment, you know, reflect and say, well, am I being the best person I can be right now? And yeah, maybe I'm eager to get into a relationship. Maybe I'm eager to sort of get back out there and date again and sort of start spending time with someone. But, you know, the biggest advice I was giving my students last week when they were, you know, they're chatting right before class was, I was like, listen, if you're not happy where you're at right now in life, believe me, I hate to break it to you, just having someone in there to share it with may not help you. I mean, if you're looking to have someone sort of save you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
No, nobody's going to save you.
Yeah.
You know, and people go through phases. You could be 21 and, you know, with somebody. You could be 25 and single. Yeah. Every age, you're either, you know, it's going to fluctuate whether you're in a relationship or not. But during the holidays, yeah. I mean, there's not much celebrating when you're single, is what I'm saying. If you go to holiday parties, a lot of the times it's couples. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole channel dedicated for single women that I very much enjoy from Hallmark. And it makes it difficult sometimes to be single as well. But I'm saying that, you know, this time of the year poses a little bit of, you know, loneliness for single women and for, I guess, guys too, if their, you know, families are expecting them to bring someone home. Also, I'd like to know, if you just start dating somebody, the holidays can also be just as awkward. You know, you don't know if your boyfriend or girlfriend with someone or relationship status yet. You don't know just whether to buy them a gift. I mean, what are your thoughts on that too, when you just start meeting someone and dating someone?
No, I agree. You know what? You hit a great point on that. And I'll even add this as well. And, you know, we've talked about this at length in previous episodes about the impact of social media and technology. Can I just tell you, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, I doubt he's listening tonight, but if you are, let me tell you something. Can you stop that feature where, like, on this day, you know, in 2011 or 2010, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there are some days where those moments pop up and you're like, oh my God, I remember I was at this holiday party or something. And, you know, it may not really bother me, but how many times do you go on your smartphone or your tablet and, you know, you're going on your newsfeed and you get that notification. Oh, by the way, on this day, so-and-so. And I think that, listen, for me, I mean, I guess I've developed a thick skin, so it hasn't really sort of, you know, really irritated me, but I know that can be absolutely devastating to some people, you know, when they turn on their social media and they're getting listen, never mind of just people uploading pictures when, you know, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree goes up this Wednesday. So, you know, that'll be a big thing now here in the New York area or even nationwide
right.
in other tree lightings, you know. But, I mean, sometimes I think technology really can hurt people, especially singles. And even those, like you mentioned right now, those are just starting to date someone. It's kind of new. It's a little awkward. You're like, you don't know what to say or do. You know, I mean, you start dating them, you know, a little before Thanksgiving or right before Christmas.
Right.
It's like, well, what's the protocol, Ashley? You know, do you bring them to meet your parents? Do you get a gift?
What
I mean, it can be confusing.
What if they get? Do you have a gift that you have waiting in the wings in case they gift you with something? If you're scared, you know, like, what do you do? What's proper etiquette?
It's tough. It's tough. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I'll say this though, from experience, you know, when I've dated anyone, let's say close to the holiday season or anything like that, it's, you know, I've really just sort of right from the onset, I've just been very sort of clear cut and honest and say, hey, I enjoy spending time with you. I don't know what the right protocol is here. I don't want to, you know, get on your bad side since this is kind of new and fresh for us, but, you know,
right.
let's, do you know, if anything, as you and I, as two people, maybe we can do something sort of, you know, separate from our families on a separate day? Because I went through that. I remember a few years back where I had just started dating a woman, and, you know, it was right around my favorite holiday, Halloween. And, you know, that's pretty much already there. And then before you knew it, right after Halloween, you know, Thanksgiving was a few weeks later, and then Christmas was, you know, a month later after that. So I pretty much kind of sat down with her and said, listen, you know, I like you. I like how this is going with us, but, you know, I don't want to sort of do anything awkward or invoke something that's going to make you feel uncomfortable. So, you know, I do want to see you after I spend time with my family on Thanksgiving. Like, how does that sound? And surprisingly, she wasn't, like, standoffish. She was like, no, you know, you're right. That does make sense. This is kind of fresh and new. You know, I just wanted to show up with some guy, as I'm sure you don't want to show up with some woman at your house. So, yeah, let's get together afterwards, you know, after, you know, we have our dinner and hopefully the tryptophan from the turkey doesn't, like, put us to sleep. But, you know, we stay awake and then we get together. And I think that was – that worked really well for me. And I can't say that this is going to be, like, sort of the prescription that's going to work for everybody, but –
right.
That was a really good talk. I mean, what do you think?
I think so too. I think also to know that you have options. Like, I remember I was dating somebody, and it's, you know, going to Thanksgiving dinner is intimidating for anybody that's going to meet an entire family and cousins and relatives. But knowing if you have an option to, you know, just go over for dessert, you're only committing to half the time with family. You're slowly getting to see them, and they're half drunk by then anyway. So it's eliminate every kind of option. Just knowing you have options. Also, too, I think a great idea for, you know, a new couple or maybe two people that don't quite, not sure how much they like each other yet, to have an experience together. Go to a show, go to a comedy club, like, you know, go to a wine tasting, do something fun together so it's one gift that you guys can share as a couple. I think that's an easy way to combat any kind of awkwardness. Just to have a memory, have something you can remember that you both can have a good time together and enjoy. So that's another option.
No, listen, no, you're right. And speaking about memory, you know, I'll sort of invoke the talking point I just mentioned a few minutes ago. And, you know, technology can have a way of just sort of not breaking us, Ashley, but kind of really annoying us. And, you know,
yeah.
As I'm sure with you, there have been some exes I don't think highly of. And, you know, whenever you see that memory pop up on social media or you were tagged in a picture and it happens to show up there or, you know, listen, I'm not the type of person to scroll through news feeds for very long periods of time in terms of, like, I don't spend that much time on social media daily to be scrolling through, you know, an hour, two or three of posts. You know, I don't do that, you know, and I don't really like to, you know, navigate through pages per se. But, you know, I can tell you that I've had friends of mine say, oh, God, you know, I saw this picture. Or, you know, I had somebody send me some screenshots of, like, oh, my God, dude, like, I can't believe this showed up, you know, on my newsfeed in terms of, like, on this day. Like, I really had forgotten about this, you know, and girl. And my response to him was like, well, I mean, listen, you know, at some point in time, that day meant something, you know, and I think that's where a lot of us, you know, during the holidays sometimes lose sight of the fact that, yeah, you know, if you had a bad breakup and you, you know, aren't with this person anymore, and sometimes the holidays, you know, become sort of like a bitter talking point. I mean, I get that because I was there, you know, I was there at one point in my life, a few times in my life where, you know, breaking up, let's say during the summer or whatever, and then the holidays came. It bothered me.
Right.
You know, I go back to, you know, fall of 2013. You know, I had a really bad breakup with an ex of mine, and it was just very volatile and ugly, and just it was brutal. You know, because we just ended up being so ugly to each other, and it became very vicious. You know,
right.
And you know, and that holiday season was tough. You know, and I think I did my best to put on a good face for my family, but I'll tell you, inside I was annoyed. Inside, I think I was hurt. But then, you know, a year later, at the following Christmas, I was happy, and it was great.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, I think they're building blocks for us as people. I think that, you know, we've heard the term, you know, tough times don't always last, but tough people do. And I think that's what's gotten me, you know, through holidays, I think. I mean, how have you coped during, like, let's say, tough ones for you specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just remember how good it was, and you may just having a person, you may not miss that particular person that you're over the relationship with, but just having that person to sit by the fire with or to give a gift to or do some fun activities or go Christmas tree shopping or decorate the tree, all that, I think those little things can remind you. And, you know, just because you do those things with a significant other doesn't mean you cannot do them with a friend. I've already decorated a tree with one of my close guy friends who's also single, and we had the best time, like platonic as friends. So I think knowing that you have, like I said before, you have options. You don't have to just do everything with a significant other. You can open up and do activities with your friends, you know, and celebrate that moment together, even if you don't have somebody, you know, love interest. I'd also like to bring up, because you mentioned Facebook Time Hop, which I call the app for reminding you how cool you once were. I feel like the holidays especially and technology are a time when everybody you are ever with in your life likes to get back in touch with you. Because, am I right? Holidays are not the time where you look through your entire phone book and you write a generic happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in your life, or their families, or what have you. You know, you don't communicate with your active family, text message them, just now you're thinking of them. And I feel like the holidays are the time where it's like ghosts of boyfriends and girlfriends pass, sometimes come back.
No, I agree. I think that at some point, maybe we've all been guilty of doing that. I know in previous years I've been guilty of doing that. I don't know if you have, but I think a lot of our listeners probably fall into that category. You know, you become nostalgic, you become reflective, and, you know, I think it just makes you human. And, you know, you go through the motions of thinking back to holidays, and you sort of, have a recollection of, well, what was I doing at this Christmas, you know, a year or two or three ago? And, you know, again, I think, you know, as long as we keep growing as people, I think that it's something that will benefit us, you know, in the long run. But, you know, again, when it comes to the holidays, and the best advice I can give tonight to our listeners here, and again, if anyone wants to call in and opine, I welcome your feedback tonight, 646-649-1926. And, you know, it's something that, you know, as men and women, you know, we can fall prey to our emotions. And like you said, right now, we can sort of become weakened and, you know, reach out to maybe an ex that we haven't talked to, and or, you know, you want to see how someone's doing. And listen, I'll be the first one to tell you that it's amazing how the holiday season pops up, and, you know, you either run into people when you least expect it, or whether it's, you know, in nightlife, and, you know, maybe you go to holiday parties. And I don't know about you, Ashley, but I think I've sort of developed this immunity where, you know, I can start to sort of see through people. You know, I had I remember an ex of mine some years before, right around 2011, I remember. And it was one that, you know, we had, you know, sort of an amicable breakup the year before. And I was sort of starting to see someone, and I was pretty happy. And what happens? You know, I get that text where, I don't know about you, Ashley. I don't know if you have this skill. I think you do. I think you're pretty bright like I am. You kind of recognize the number even if you deleted the name.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, and I remember seeing this number on my phone, and I deleted it. You know, I deleted the name, the contact. But when I saw it, I saw the, you know, hey, so-and-so, you know, the nickname that she had for me. And I remember looking at it and saying, wow, this is, wow, look at the balls in this girl to, you know, text her, you know, right around Thanksgiving. And, you know, it was interesting. You know, I sort of felt I wouldn't say a victory on my part, but I sort of looked at it and smiled and said, wow, okay, interesting. All right, so, And mind you, it was Thanksgiving, like, late afternoon. You know, she kind of knew what to say, like, hey, you know, I know you're watching the Cowboys game because they play on Thanksgiving, so whatever. And she's like, oh, I know you're watching the Cowboys game. You know, nice job by our, and she made a point to say our boys because, you know, that was sort of the team that she got into. And then it was sort of like, you know, I hope you're doing well today. I'm sure you're happy after today's victory, and I hope your parents are great. And I don't know, hit me up later, you know, I'm with my family now. Can I tell you, Ashley, I waited until Saturday morning to enter that text. I, you know what, and call me an asshole, call me smug or whatever. I just said, you know what, I'm not going to give this girl the satisfaction of just like, you know what, and mind you, this is before the whole iMessage, you know, when you see someone's replying, you know, you see the dot, 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 and you eagerly, you know, are there in anticipation. This is way before that. This
you
is,
sit
you know,
on your when you see those, you sit on your hands.
Yeah, and I, you know what, and I saw the text, and I was like, you know what, and I remember showing it to one of my friends, and mind you, this is before screenshots, you know, obviously with the way the iPhones have advanced and everything, and I just said, you know what, I told my best friend about it, and she was like, well, what do you think? I was like, you know what, I'm not going to call her. It's either a booty call, or she's feeling lonely, and whatever. I'm going to text her Saturday, and sure enough, I was surprised. Because when I did text her Saturday morning, like within 5 minutes, I got a response. And I laughed, and I was like, okay, interesting. And then, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. We ended up hanging out that night. And I said, all right, well, if you want to hang out, you need to drive up by me. I mean, this was, you know, she lives in Central Jersey. So I was like, well, if you want to see me, you know, you need to drive up to me. And sure enough, hey, wow, it worked. And, you know, it was sort of like, I guess, a little fulfilling to sort of get like a moral victory, if you want to call it that. But I don't know. I just when I see that behavior, it's just so transparent, you know?
No question. If an ex texts you on a holiday just to say happy holidays or Thanksgiving, is that perceived as reference? Or is that perceived as, oh, that person thought of me? Because your answer is going to greatly affect my ex.
All right, well, I'll tell you right now, I don't think it's desperate. I think it's just another means of keeping tabs. And I think breaking the ice. I think, I think that's a very subtle way of breaking the ice. And if you've gone a long period of time without speaking, you know, when you get that text, or if you're sending it, you're sort of, you know.
Sometimes it's just that's what you do on the holidays. And that's just respected as that person's thinking of me. I mean, I know myself, sometimes I won't even text exes. I'll just text their mothers or their sisters, you know, just to say, hey, thinking of you guys, you know, just to keep the peace and just to check in. But I have no drive behind it to get back together with an ex. You know, it's just to kind of like a reminder of I valued our time when I was in this relationship. I valued your presence, holidays, and thinking of you.
You know what? I think on face value, that's really noble, and I'm totally down with that. Unfortunately, not everyone thinks like you and I, and, you know, sometimes people are going to look at the hidden meanings. Sometimes people are going to be second-guessing and scrutinizing and saying, well, what's up? You know, why am I getting this text? I mean, in terms of the point you just raised about, let's say you want to reach out to, like, a mom or a sister that, you know, you were on good terms with, I mean, one of the things, and we've talked about this before again about social media, you know, social media is a really interesting and funny tool because while I may not be friends, like I may not have any sort of connection with some exes on social media, you know, whether they're still Facebook friends or they follow me on Twitter or Instagram, you know, I always find it funny. And you know what, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you know, put me in my place and check me and tell me if you think maybe I'm inflating my worth too much, but I find it odd to still see exes, you know, remaining friends on Facebook or having some sort of contact or at least some sort of social media connection with my mother, for example. And I always found that odd. And again, I don't want to sound vain. I don't want to sound like, oh, well, maybe she's keeping tabs. I can't quantify the percent, Ashley, but I always find it funny that, you know,
Fernando,
okay,
maybe
a few months
like
ago.
Your mom. Your mom is a very pleasant woman. Maybe they just like her as a person, and they just want to be friends with her.
You know what? That's a fair point.
I hope your mother's listening.
Well, no, I mean, she does sometimes. I'm sure she'll love that comment. I mean, I don't know. Again, listen, you're right. I just find it, I think, sort of funny that, let's say, you know, a few months pass, that's one thing. But when I still notice it, like, even a year, two, or three later, again, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. I don't want to sort of make more of it than I should. I just sort of look at that as, you know, sometimes, like, that social media connection, I think, is, you know, it's hit or miss.
I mean, I think you're looking into it a lot because I feel like, I mean, I can speak from experience. I love every single one of my ex's mothers, and I still keep in touch with them because I love them as a person and for the woman that they were. And that's why I have a connection with them. I don't even talk to their sons anymore, nor would I give a crap. So it's like, I think they're just respecting that person and maybe what they meant to that person at a time in their life when they happened to be dating you. I'm not trying to make you sound anyway, I'm just saying that, I mean, it is possible to remain in touch with family and reach out during the holidays without having any interest in pursuing the person that you once dated. That's what I feel.
No, listen, you're right. And, you know, you make perfect sense. I just know when it's come up in conversation where, let's say, friends of mine have been like, hey, you know, how do you feel? Because, you know, I've had my mother say to me, hey, by the way, you know, it just came up randomly on her, you know, newsfeed and her timeline or whatever on this day. And, you know, she would say, hey, listen, you know, I kind of noticed a picture that was brought to my attention from like 3 or 4 years ago. And, well, I don't know, like we're surprisingly, I know we're still friends on Facebook. I know that she likes some of my statuses or vice versa, whatever. And my mom is asking me, like, well, how do you feel about her on my social media? And my first response has always been like, hey, it's your page. Do what you want. I don't care. You don't need my permission. I mean, if you don't feel the need to keep in contact with her or you don't feel it's important, then, hey, that's on you. I never ever once told my mother, hey, listen, you need to unfriend this person, you need to unfollow this person, or you need to not like any stat. Like, I'm not petty like that. I know some people are, and that's fine, that if that works for you. I'm just not like that, Ashley. I just, you know, especially when it comes to my family members, my mother, my cousin, stuff like that. I've never felt any, and even with the, even with my close friends, I mean, I have buddies of mine who I think of as brothers. I mean, they may not be blood siblings, but I think of them as brothers. And, you know, they've said to me, hey, by the way, you know, I don't know, like, do you want me to cut off any contact? And my response has always been, like, just consistent, like, with my mom. I'm like, that's on you. I mean, I don't really care. I don't have any need to keep tabs whatsoever. Sure.
This is totally, well, this is very related to the holidays. Sorry to throw you off topic, but
sure.
What do you do with gifts that were given to you by somebody that you are no longer with? If you were given specific Christmas gifts, do you donate them? Do you hold on to them? What kind of etiquette and policy of gifts that were given to you that once had meant something and you're no longer with that person for the holidays?
I would keep them, Ash. Honestly, like, I've had a lot of gifts that, you know, I still keep around that meant something because, you know, they're very nice. I know that they were, you know, some thought went into them. I wouldn't, you know what, I don't do that. I don't ever encourage anyone to do that, you know. And we talked about this at the start of the program, you know. At some point, this person meant the world to you. At some point, this person meant the world to me, and they no longer do, and vice versa. And, you know, for whatever reason, that happens. I don't ever like to do that. You know, do I still have jerseys that were given to me for Christmas or my birthday that were given to me by an ex, and even if we're not amicable anymore at all, do I just burn them? I don't like doing that, you know. Do I have frames or you know, handcrafted gifts or personalized things? You know what, I don't like to do that. I think it just, you know what, you can't control what other people do, but for me, I would never do that, you know. And even despite, listen, I've had some bad breakups with some exes, and I have not thrown away any of their gifts. Now, I don't have them out either in plain sight, but I don't throw them. You know, they can either be stored or put away in a box, but I don't like to do that. I personally, listen, at some point this person had a certain of emotional value, you had an investment in them. Okay, listen, if you got a really nice keychain or a really nice vase from you know, such and such guy, you don't have to have it out in your house. Maybe if you want to put it away in storage or you want to just, you know, put it away, that's fine. I don't like to do that. I would certainly encourage you, because I think, you know what, you know, the wheel goes round sometimes in life. And you know what? You never, ever want to sound like that person that's petty and is bitter and is just vengeful. I don't like to do that. Listen, don't get me wrong. I have some exes who I absolutely loathe. But, you know, I wouldn't do that during the holidays. I think that, you know, gifts are gifts, and they meant something at the time. This person put a lot of effort into what you gave. And listen, the same thing. I don't think you would want something of yours that you gave to someone to just be thrown in the trash. Like, oh, well, you know, the hell with Ashley.
Well, you wouldn't know it. And I feel like for women, it's more to get over a relationship. They'll get rid of everything, you know? I think that's fair.
I mean, that's fair. Maybe you get rid of a guy's sweater who's in your house that, you know, or a guy's pajama pants that he's left there, and maybe they smell like him, and maybe you don't want that reminder. And I get that, you know, and I think that men and women, I think, are very different creatures when it comes to that. I think that I've had things left behind, whether it's a hoodie or whether it's, you know, a towel or, again, a gift, as we're talking about, you know, for the holidays. I mean, I don't know. I think that unless it was something really devastating and, you know, the breakup was so ugly and so, you know, volatile and full of tension that, you know, if that's going to be therapeutic for you and you think that's what you need for closure, hey, God bless you, do it, you know. But
right.
if it wasn't the end of the world and, you know, you're somewhat amicable, you don't hate each other, you know what, just put it in storage. At some point, Ashley, if your house is overrun with boxes and you need to get rid of things in storage, then that's when you make a decision. You know, then you say, well,
yeah.
I haven't seen this person in five years.
Well, I was just talking about holiday gifts, because every year, you know, you pull out stuff from the holidays and you think of what you got last year, maybe if you were with someone, and you think about that kind of stuff. You know, that's the time where nostalgia kicks in during the holidays for people. So, I mean, that's an important piece of it, a gift you've gotten in the past. So.
Yeah, no, you're right. And again, nostalgia can be pretty, and it can be toxic. And
right.
I think as people, we, you know, especially when it comes to dating and especially during the holidays, it's something that can be,
you know,
very therapeutic.
What do you do with ornaments you had with somebody that you're no longer, you're not going to put those on your tree. And I don't think anybody in the VA wants, you know, so-and-so's first Christmas together.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know? You think about that.
I think the best thing I would tell our listeners tonight, Ashley, honestly, is, you know, it's a judgment call. You know, if you want to put it in storage and just not look at it. Because, listen, again, at the end of the day, you know, having gifts around, and even if you put them in storage, you know, sometimes you can't erase your brain. You know, we don't have that gift of, you know, from the Men in Black movies where, like, there's that special little device where I can just maybe erase a part of your brain. You know, believe me, I'd like to do that.
Not yet. Maybe not yet.
Maybe not yet, though. You know, you're right, though. But I think that, you know, whether it's gifts or, you know, listen, I'll be very honest with you. When you go see the tree in Rockefeller Center, or if you go ice skating, or if you go to the nice little shops in Bryant Park, you know, the little winter wonderland that's there. I mean, we've all done that. We've all done that during our dating life. And we haven't just done it with one person. I'm not saying that when you walk through there,
all of a sudden,
you know, you're – oh, you haven't done – oh, okay, wow, okay. My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be presumptuous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was that? I'm sorry. What was that?
No, I'm saying some people haven't, so choose wisely because you're making memories.
That's true. No, that's true. But you know what? If any of us have done those things, you know, I don't want to call it like a Kill Bill moment where you're having like a moment where you just freeze. But I think, it can be normal. I think that sometimes when we're walking through Rockefeller Center or anything that's holiday themed, whether it's in your town, like a tree lighting in the town square of your municipality, or you've gone on a trip somewhere and maybe it's during the holidays, you know, yeah. Can we fall prey to nostalgia at that moment? Sure. I mean, hopefully not at the expense of the moment itself that you're there right now. I mean, obviously if you're there with a person now, you don't sort of get all hot and bothered about it. You know, I think there's a time and place for everything, you know, and I think that, you know, when you know, when you go to, for example, for those of us that have gone to, you know, Rockefeller Center in New York and have looked at that beautiful Christmas tree, many of us have gone with other people throughout the years. And not to say that, you know, we're not here to quantify what moment was greater and what Christmas was the grandest of them all. No, I don't ever want our listeners to sort of do that. You know, what I would like our listeners to do is hopefully take each moment for what it's worth. You know, I mean, how do you feel? Like, if that's ever happened to you, if you've gone to see a tree, whether it's Rockefeller or in your township or anywhere, like how have you coped with it? Let's say if you've had those moments hit you at that spot.
Right. Well, I've never experienced that, so I can't say anything.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, when I've gone to see the tree, I mean, I've gone to see the tree in my lifetime with different girls and different girlfriends. And not to say, I mean, I don't sit there and quantify, well, which Christmas was the best of all. I don't do that. I think that that's petty also. I think some people might do that, you know, and I think that's unfortunate because you don't ever want to put yourself in that position. But I think moving forward for the holidays today, you know, I'm hoping that our listeners at least got something therapeutic today. And, you know, I know
right.
I pitched on here for about 40 minutes, so, I mean, I'm sure you want to go. But you want to leave our listeners with any last thoughts tonight, Ashley?
Yeah, so this is my charity plug because it's important. So when you're feeling lonely and you're single and you're lonely or you're feeling down or maybe you're remembering somebody that's no longer in your life that you miss, whatever you're feeling, you can go to a local soup kitchen, shelter for women. You can go to any place where somebody else is experiencing what you're experiencing because maybe they don't have a family. They don't have siblings. They don't have anyone visiting them. Go to a nursing home. Go, you know, a senior center. Go somewhere where somebody else is experiencing what you're experiencing, maybe on a different level, but you can have empathy and connect with. You know, even if it is just once a year when, you know, you want to cheer somebody up because cheering somebody up cheers you up. At Rough Rehab, which is the dog rescue that I am affiliated with and a big part of my life, you know, you can freely give love to all these animals that will happily give it right back to you in abundance. And that can change, you know, makes them happier, makes you happier. But, you know, it doesn't have to be animals. You can connect with anybody during the holidays and just, you know, make it happy for everybody. And when you put that and you put that positivity into the world, you get much more back and you feel so much better and your loneliness definitely subsides. That's my charity plug.
You know, Ashley, you never cease to amaze me. Great plug there. And again, we were talking about Thanksgiving recently, and I just want to say to you, and I know we talked via text last week, and I'll just sort of shoot you a reminder. You know, I'm really thankful for you this year. I'm thankful I'm thankful for the rapport that we've developed, your friendship. I mean,
yeah.
You have been immensely supportive this year of my philanthropy, my philanthropic events. And listen, you know, you've made them successful. You've contributed to the success. I mean, I can't say enough about last month in October for my breast cancer event. I mean, we raised over $6,000 between online donations, but more so that night between the raffle and the date auction and just, you know, you encouraging guests to donate. Again, I can't say enough about how immensely beneficial you were and how instrumental you were to the success. So again, I want to thank you for the support you showed me in 2016. Well, listen, again, I can't say enough, and I thoroughly enjoy our rapport, and, you know, going into 2017, you know, again, you know, it's a winning formula. It's worked. You know, I'm glad to have you on board continuously. And all I can say is, you know, moving forward, you know, you've been such an instrumental part in terms of helping with promotions and everything else with my philanthropy. And, you know, what you do with not just Rough Rehab. And again, folks, check out roughrehab.org. It's a wonderful, wonderful local shelter. You know, check it out. But, you know, what you do as well, I think, you know, deserves an applause. And, you know, listen, there are very few people I admire. You know, you're one of them. You know, you've been one of the more genuine people that you've been one of the more genuine people that I know because of, you know, what you do for charity and what you do to help others. And I think that, you know, how I feel about my philanthropy and helping others. So it's good to know others that are dedicated to the community. So again, I want to, you know, thank you for being on the show tonight. Again, I'm glad you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, we'll certainly keep in touch during the holiday season. But folks, again, do not forget, always check out www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in nice, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's a great media site hosted by Ashley Cromcakes. And again, I can't say enough, thanks for being on the show tonight, Ashley. I'm going to be able to continue on for the remainder of the show, but you know, look forward to having you back on. We'll keep in touch during the holiday season, and I'll see you this Friday at my holiday happy hour. So I'm glad glad to be stopping by, and bring some friends. Bring as many friends as you can.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
All right. Listen, get home safely, and we'll talk soon. Take care. All right, folks, that's right. That was Ashley Cromcakes right there. Again, great to have her on the broadcast tonight. I can't say enough about really her her contributions to the program and, again, to my philanthropy this year. And I'm really glad she was able to provide a good female perspective to the show tonight. And, you know, really, you know, I sort of want to finish with this with this point about the holiday season and really, you know, why it's not the end of the world if you're single. And, you know, I'm fortunate this year. I'm you know, I have a special someone in my life to celebrate the holidays with, and you know, to enjoy those really great moments, and to, you know, enjoy Christmas, and to, you know, open gifts, and to go see a Christmas tree, or go do things that are holiday themed, and those are great things, you know, and I'm grateful because I haven't always had that during the holidays. I've had some holidays where I've been by myself, and you know what, that was great too. I'm not gonna lie to you, you know, you know, maybe for some of you listening tonight, you might say, you know, how am I going to cope? How am I going to deal with this? I don't know what I'm going to do. I just feel so alone. And, you know, I feel like I'm just not going to really have a great holiday. And, you know, Ashley hit on a good point. And I hope that if anything tonight, you really get the sense of this specific reality. And, you know, yeah, you're alone. And yeah, you may not have that someone to spend the holidays with, because maybe it's a recent breakup. It was ugly. It was tumultuous. Or maybe, you know what, maybe you've just been on a bit of a dry spell and you haven't been dating for a while, and you've just chosen to either focus on work or focus on going to the gym or other projects. You know, being alone is not a bad thing. And for my listeners tonight, I really want to sort of implore you to really, you know, take a good look at yourself and see where your life is going to go. And again, having that someone next to you is great during the holidays. Listen, having that great someone next to you that compliments you well and is a good match for you is great any time of the year, not just during the holiday season. It can be during your birthday, during the 4th of July, during Easter, during St. Patty's weekend, during Memorial Day weekend, whatever. The point is that, yes, you know, we certainly would like to have that special someone next to us during that festive time of the year. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't, just remember that not all hope is lost. You know, focus on you. Focus on getting better. Focus on doing better. And as you heard here earlier tonight, do for others. You know, volunteer at a soup kitchen. Volunteer at a woman's shelter. You know, go, if you can, volunteer your time and be a helpful operator or a counselor on a suicide prevention hotline or a domestic violence hotline. I mean, honestly, you know, I can't tell you enough how important it is to do for others and to be, you know, a good example in your community and to try to help those that can't help themselves, or, you know, just help those that are just really disadvantaged. And, you know, one of the things I learned early on was it says a lot about you as a person when you can help those that cannot help you with anything or that cannot do a single thing for you. And, you know, that's fulfilling. That is enriching. And I've learned that firsthand, folks. And again, as someone who's very dedicated to philanthropy, you know, an award-winning philanthropist like myself, there's two things I've learned about why philanthropy is important. Number one, it's really fulfilling. And number two, at the end of the day, you're making a difference. And I can't say enough, really, you know, this year, you know, again, as I mentioned it previously when Ashley was on, you know, I'm very thankful for 2016. I've had a tremendous, tremendous turnout and just an outpouring of support for my philanthropic events this year, whether it was in April for my annual March of Dimes event to help raise awareness about healthy pregnancies and to prevent premature babies, you know, being a top walker again in Hudson County for the seventh consecutive year, that's a big accomplishment that I'm extremely proud of. You know, starting my nonprofit this year, my foundation, the Fernando Uribe Foundation, which is, you know, my 501c3 that's dedicated to helping create scholarships for economically disadvantaged students. And you know what? Having a gala in June, and you know, at the beginning of the summer, I wasn't sure exactly what type of turnout I would have. And you know what? I had over 50 people show up at my event, and we raised over $2,000 right now, and we're, you know, continuously still raising money for our scholarship fund. And I can't say enough how thankful I am to my sponsors this year, to every single person that donated both online and in person, those that have hosted with me, those that have promoted for me. I mean, I can't say enough how thankful and grateful I am to you. And it's such a long list of people. I would take over an hour, I think, to name everybody. But for those of you listening tonight and either live on blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe, or you're listening to the archives tomorrow, whether you're walking your dog or doing laundry or doing homework or commuting to work. You know, I can't say enough about everybody that I'm so thankful for this year that contributed to my family, to my close friends, to my significant other, to, again, my incredible sponsors this year, to my students who have promoted from, you know, my events, to, you know, all local media that have covered it and have plugged it as well. And even coming up last month to my breast cancer event, again, you know, we raised over $6,000 last month for the American Cancer Society. And again, being a pace setter for the sixth time in 7 years, you know, it's something I'm really proud of because I know I'm making a difference. I know I'm doing my part to help stop breast cancer, that I'm doing my part to help, you know, develop resources for healthier pregnancies for women, to help create scholarships, you know, and even coming up this Friday, December the 2nd, you know, for those of you in New York and New Jersey, I want to extend an invitation to you to my annual holiday happy hour. It's my annual toy drive. And this year, my foundation is proud to partner with the Mason Civic League. And again, I can't say enough about the Mason Civic League, who has funded this podcast and has been a very consistent and supportive sponsor for well over a year here on Blog Talk Radio, supporting and, again, sponsoring Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. And I'm proud to have my foundation partner with the Mason Civic League this Friday night at Son Cubano. Again, as I mentioned at the start of the program, 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. Again, it's minutes away from the New Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway, easily accessible via New Jersey Transit, New York Waterways, and also Uber and Lyft. So, you know, I certainly hope I will see you this Friday night at Son Cubano, starting at 7 p.m. There's no cover at the door. There's plenty of free parking on the premises. There's wonderful drink specials. All I'm asking my guests this Friday night is to bring one unwrapped toy, and consequently, we'll take all the toys we collect Friday night, and the Mason Civic League will be in charge of, you know, distributing them to needy children over the weekend, especially here locally. It's going to come in very handy during the upcoming holiday season. And I can't say enough about my partnership with the Mason Civic League and how, you know, dedicated they are to me as I'm dedicated to them. Again, I can't thank, you know, Beth Mason enough and her husband, Ricky Mason, for being, you know, supporters here of the podcast. I can't say enough about James Barricado and his wife, Sarah, who, you know, helped promote my podcast, who have been very supportive of my philanthropy, not just going into this Friday, but in previous years at other events. You know, I can't say enough about the hardworking people, you know, Tanya Garcia at the Mason Civic League as well, who's a dedicated employee there. You know, I can't say enough about, you know, all these great people that I'm partnering with, and especially coming up this Friday night, again, Son Cubano, Holiday Happy Hour 2016. If you're a Facebook subscriber, just search for the event page. You'll see it there. RSVP, tell your friends, share it, bring as many friends as you can. All I'm asking, once again, is to bring one unwrapped toy to the toy drive on Friday. Last year, we collected over 225 toys. So I'm hoping to top that this year and really, really make a difference for local kids. And I can't say enough, again, about the turnout. And, you know, look it up on Facebook. Look it up on Instagram, also on Twitter. Just, you know, hashtag Holiday Happy Hour 2016. You'll see all the information on there. Again, I can't say enough about following the Fernando Uribe Foundation on Instagram and also the Mason Civic League. you know, working together to make a difference for children this weekend. So we're hoping to do that. And, you know, again, as we're about to wrap up the show here, I can't say enough about you, the listeners, you know, who help motivate me to keep doing this podcast, to keep making a difference in the lives of single people, and also those in relationships who listen to the show and love the guidance that I give on here each and every week. So I can't say enough about how thankful I am to my listeners, those that listen live, and those also who listen on the archives. Again, 2017 is a big year coming up here. We're trying to get the book published, and I'm hoping that you'll enjoy reading it once it's out in circulation. So I can't say enough about how excited I am about 2017 coming up. So again, folks, you know, just to wrap it up here, again, I can't thank Ashley Cromcakes enough. Make sure you check out our website, www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. Also check out, folks, Rough Rehab. It's a great local shelter in Mount Lakes, New Jersey. You can check them out, www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. I also want to thank Son Cubano again, folks, the host venue for Holiday Happy Hour this Friday night, December the 2nd, from 7 p.m. until 2 a.m. You can check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Call their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. And last but not least, again, I want to thank the Mason Civic League for being a dedicated sponsor of the podcast. You can check out their website, www.masoncivic.org. That's MasonCivic.org. You can visit their office Monday through Friday, 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, Monday through Friday, again, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Don't forget to call them also if you're interested in donating any of your disposable income or donating your time to volunteer for a great local nonprofit, 201-706-8088. You can also shoot them an email, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram. So, folks, I can't say enough here again. Thank you so much for tuning in to the best 30-plus minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You guess it, it's right here, blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe. So, again, holiday season is well underway. Get that shopping done. And, you know, good night, Dallas, Texas, the home of the first place and the best record in the NFL, my Dallas Cowboys. Good night, Dallas, Texas, on my peeps out there in the great Lone Star State. Have a good one, folks. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way.